Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, and of course the Minnesota girls are on the golf course at Pebble Creek right now. Head coach Greg Guile of the Minnesota Vikings, Greg joins me right now. And Greg, congratulations on making it to state.
Really an honor.
Yep.
Really an honor. It's exciting. Kids are all excited. They've been working really hard, so it's quite a tribute to their energy they've put in the season.
That's right. Before we start talking golf, I want you to tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, Greg. You've got a rich history in Lincoln High and a couple golf championships under your belt.
Well, this is my 50th year of coaching.
50.
My 122nd athletic team.
Wow.
So I was the athletic director, taught American history, American government. I was a high school counselor, dean of students. At Lincoln High for many years, and of course then the merger with Hendricks, things altered a bit, and from there we ended up here with the kids merging with the Minnesota golf team, and it's been a fabulous merger.
Yeah.
And we've been competing against each other, Coach Hagan and myself, for decades, so no, this was just a normal fit, and Ralph and I are super friends, so everything turned out wonderful.
Okay. Now, last year, you and Ralph was head coach, and kind of stepped down, and you took over this year, right?
I did.
Okay.
There wasn't any time with the summer. He stepped down after the state golf tournament. Mm-hmm. As I said, we still had shoes that had to be filled from graduation.
Right.
So my summer was busy with two or three prospects to fill in the varsity girls position.
Okay.
And the varsity boys. Mm-hmm. So we had many shoes to fill. So I gave lessons pretty much all summer.
Okay.
So.
Yep. All right. Well, talk about this year's girls team, Greg.
Well,
special team?
Yes. We're fortunate. We have terrific leadership with Nolan with the boys team and Nicole and Heidi with the girls. They're the team captains, and everybody shows up at practice. They give 100% every day, rain or shine. They've hit hundreds of thousands of golf balls. You know, we have virtually zero discipline concerns. They're business oriented. They know they need the 100-yard shot. You know they need the lag putting skills, the sand skills.
Mm-hmm.
So they get right at it. Okay. We have not peaked yet.
Oh, that's good.
I thought in the first round of the section we would see a continued down, scores would go down a little bit, but they did not. Every team at the finals of the section, scores went up.
Okay.
Ours a little bit, a couple of strokes, but some other ones, so it was really dramatic. So, I don't think we've peaked yet.
Okay. All right, well, that's good. Let's hope you peak today and tomorrow then. Why don't you talk about each girl that's on the course here a little bit, and just briefly tell us a little bit about how they've done this year?
Well, Heidi, as I said, team captain, she's the scorer on the team. We anticipate that she'll have a competitive score, and she certainly has all season long. First at practice many times, last to leave many times. So she puts the hours in.
Okay.
Those skills aren't honed without a lot of hard work.
Right.
And she's put some energy into it. And she won't catch herself, I guarantee you, coming into an event like the state without being well prepared.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Nicole Evers is a senior captain, and she's had some health situations. She qualified and did so well her sophomore year, then broke her ankle in a pickup basketball game. That took her out all summer long. We had junior PGA events lined up, so she was gone all the way through the volleyball and almost through the basketball season. And she came into the golf season, recovered, shot a qualified at the state on her own merits, at Benson, and then had surgery, which required that she could not swing a club the rest of the summer. Mm. So she was sidelined a bit, and, mm-hmm. and I'll be honest, she's just now really getting that game where okay. it needs to be.
All right.
Sensational young lady. As I said, one of our captains. Brooklyn Downing has been in the state several times. Another hard worker, will undoubtedly be one of our captains next year. She has been struggling a little bit with her driver, but the rest of the game is solid as can be. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, every player has a swing issue that they wrestle with. She has a bit of a push on her mm-hmm. driver.
Okay.
And Carolyn Hoffman is our firecracker, high spirited.
Okay.
And
got to have one of them on the team, right?
No, you really do.
Yeah.
And she's got a fire for the game and a passion for it.
Okay.
And I'm expecting her score is going to come down a lot over these. You know, and mm-hmm. I can't look just at the state because we need her even better next year. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty confident this swing is really coming on.
Good.
Laura Knutson also lost the summer of golf. She had some surgery that, same as Nicole, that required they couldn't play through the summer and through the volleyball season.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a little catch-up work as well. And is one of the young ladies I'll see out here on her own, mm-hmm. chipping and putting. So pretty self-motivated young lady. So I don't have to worry about Laura's. Her skills will be there. And Allison Sitterman was one of the young ladies that we worked with all summer long to get her ready for varsity competition. Mm-hmm. She hadn't played varsity before. So obviously she's a little nervous. She's had a couple really low rounds, and she's had some that have been up there, and that's pretty typical of somebody busting into the varsity ranks. So I'm pleased with how well she's developed, but there's another example of a young lady that hasn't peaked skill-wise as of yet. I think I've hit on everybody.
All right, how about your lone representative on the boys' side, Nolan Borbo?
Nolan is one of the best younger golfers that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a very mature game plan for the courses that we play, and you don't see that a lot at that age level. But he knows what club to hit, how far it goes, how do you handle a particular hole, and going into Pebble Creek, every hole has got to have a game plan.
Yep.
Every single one of them. You don't worry about the other schools. I mean, they're there, fine. If they do great, fine. You know, you just got to focus. Same with our girls. You got to have a game plan on every single hole, have the shot required for that game plan. And we spend a ton of time on 100-yard shots.
Okay.
Here at Minneota.
Okay. All right, Greg, well, congratulations on making the state. I know it's a rich history of Minneota girls. Was this the third year in a row as a team, I think?
Yes, it is, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And prior to that, then it was Lincoln High.
Yeah, so Lincoln High, Minneota then.
Yeah.
Together.
We tangled a few times.
Yeah.
So.
All right, thanks, Greg, for your time. I appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you throughout the next couple days.
Yeah, look forward to it.
All right.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. That's Greg Guile, the head golf coach for the Minneota Vikings. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll come back with more golf here from Pebble Creek right after this.